Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Greetings. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that believes no day in history is a slow day. Today is January 10th, 2020. The day was January 10th, 1927. The silent science fiction film Metropolis premiered at the UFA Palast am Zoo in Berlin. The futuristic dystopian film is regarded as a pioneering work in the history of film. Fritz Lang was born in Vienna, Austria-Hungary. He served in the Austrian army in World War I, but after the war, he dove into the entertainment world. He acted, wrote screenplays, and directed films, and his career took him to Germany. In 1920, he met novelist and screenwriter Thea von Harbo. They married 2 years later, and over the course of their relationship, von Harbo wrote the script or story for many of Long's films. In 1924, Long traveled to the U.S. to observe filmmaking techniques in New York and Hollywood. When he returned to Germany, he began working on the film Metropolis. The film was based on von Harbo's novel of the same name, released in 1925. She and Lang collaborated on the screenplay, which is set in the future in a city called Metropolis. In the city, there's a class of wealthy industrialists and a class of exploited workers who live underground. There's a robot, a forbidden love, and a revolution. Filming began at the UFA Film Studios outside Berlin in May of 1925 and finished in October of 1926. The production was over the top and expensive. There were tens of thousands of extras and huge models of skyscrapers. It cost UFA about 5 million Reichsmarks, which was the currency of the Third Reich. That would have been somewhere around $1 million at the time. The studio was banking on Metropolis to be a success. But the film was a flop. It premiered in Berlin on January 10, 1927, and was criticized heavily. UFA let the film run in Berlin, but it had also entered into a co-distribution deal with Paramount. Paramount deemed its original length of 153 minutes too long for a U.S. release, and playwright Channing Pollock was hired to write a shorter version of the film. The new cut of the film came in at under 2 hours. It premiered in the U.S. in March of 1927. But the high cost of the film, plus all the other economic issues in Germany at the time, drove UFA toward bankruptcy. And German businessman and politician Alfred Hugenberg bought the company in 1927. Hugenberg also had the original film cut down, and that version was released in German theaters in August. This shortened version went on general release around the world. These versions have been edited further over the decades, and different versions of the film exist in different countries. Metropolis got mixed reviews. H.G. Wells, author of sci-fi classics The War of the Worlds and The Time Machine, wrote in the New York Times in 1927 that it was the, quote, silliest film. But Nazi politician Josef Goebbels praised the film. A note here that von Harbo, who long divorced in 1933, later joined the Nazi Party and was loyal to the regime. But over the decades, the visual style and story told in Metropolis became recognized as important work in film history. Long ended up leaving Nazi Germany and moving to France, then to the U.S. to work in Hollywood. A large part of the original cut of the film was recently restored and screened in theaters. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Have a hard time staying present as you mindlessly scroll through social media? Lucky for you, we're stuck in the past. At TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or if you would prefer to email us, you can send us a message at thisday@iheartmedia.com. I hope you liked this show. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.